This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Joseph Sternberg is here. We've discussed inflation, which is all around the globe now, and is not determined whether it's the bad inflation or the good inflation, because we're recovering from something that never happened before, a global pandemic that shut down the economies. I learned, however, that the pandemic, while here in the United States, because we're heavily vaccinated, we regard the pandemic as solved. That is not true in other parts of the world, and surprisingly not true in the United Kingdom, which has a great vaccination rate. 46 million people vaccinated in Great Britain. Most all of the vulnerable adults, to my reading, the ones in the care homes, the ones who are living with a lifetime affliction. But what we learn now is these variants, which have been stories these last weeks, variants from Kent, the UK variant from India, and variant now from Vietnam. Those variants have not lifted in any fashion the expectation of trouble ahead. And this headline from the weekend, delay the unlocking, say scientists, as they warn of coronavirus third wave. Scientists lined up yesterday, this is with the weekend, to warn against the June 21st reopening date amid claims that Britain is at the start of a third wave of coronavirus infections. I read that, Joe, and I thought, what? What? You're heavily vaccinated. So they're thinking about lockdowns for the part of the country that isn't? Or is there a race to vaccinate everybody? How is it, Joe?
Well, I think right now the race is on to vaccinate everyone because they really want to avoid any of these regional lockdowns. They tried that approach last year at one point. It didn't work very well. It was very unpopular. So I think that the view is that the whole nation is going to have to move together, whether that means staying in this last phase of lockdown a bit longer or reopening on schedule on June 21st. I mean, it's an interesting scenario. It's so strange that this is going on because, as you pointed out, the vaccination program here has been very successful. And the major variant that is of concern at the moment is the one that did originate in India. It does seem to be spreading very quickly, but it responds well to the vaccines that are being offered here in the UK. They seem to offer pretty good protection, especially once you've had both doses. And sure enough, the variant seems to be spreading among young people who had not yet come up as eligible for vaccination. It does not seem to be spreading among the old and the vulnerable, and so it doesn't appear to be leading to a huge spike in hospitalizations, let alone deaths. You would think that that would be good news. But I think that the UK seems to be caught in the situation where the government is so afraid of making a mistake somehow that they seem to be resistant to the idea of taking yes for an answer. So I think that the way out of this is going to be that they will have to really push hard on vaccination over the next few weeks and then hope that that offers enough protection that they can continue reopening on schedule.
Yes, I see that the newspaper editors are putting pressure on Boris Johnson to make a decision. They want him to make this decision by June 14th, which is like almost immediately. And yet the puzzle here, Joe, is will anybody obey or oblige such an order to lock down again? It's fantastic to imagine after all that you spent much more lockdown than we did here in the United States. We have a mixed picture, many states, whereas you had a uniform policy, and Scotland was even more severe and remains more severe than Britain. We celebrated all those weeks, Joe, when you could have a beer outside and when you were looking forward to going inside. So I'm trying to determine whether this is just newspapers being especially cautious and selling papers or whether it's a real debate to lock down again because of the virus. I can't tell.
Well, I think it is important to understand exactly what is at issue here, because at the moment, no one is suggesting that we would return to the most severe form of lockdown. The issue is whether to continue with the phased reopening. So, briefly, the current situation is that you're, allowed to go out of the house. You're even allowed to go into the office. Non-essential retail, hairdressers, barbershops are open. You can dine indoors in restaurants and pubs, although they have limited capacity. And then you also have theaters are open, movie theaters, but also with limited capacity. The thing that we're talking about that is supposed to happen on June 21st would be the complete lifting of any remaining restrictions. And so that would allow a lot of restaurants to operate at full capacity, which is very important for them economically. It would contemplate a return to the office for anyone who wants to. It would lift a lot of the capacity restrictions on hospitality and entertainment, such as theaters. Nightclubs could reopen, so that's a very important economic sector. So there is a lot on the line in terms of whether that happens. It's not necessarily that people would be sequestered in their homes again, but this is a big debate in terms of economics. And how well the economy will be able to recover, because you have a lot of these businesses that are still anxiously waiting to be able to get back to serving their customers.
I mentioned that not only your list of what has opened, but the news from the weekend was that all of Britain was out and celebrating, not merely just strolling down and shopping, but going to the beach. But in any event, everybody was at the beach swimming together. Joe, it's as if the virus has been turned off. Is that the experience going on now, celebrating because the virus is gone?
Well, I think that there is definitely a notable dip in the sense of urgency surrounding the pandemic, and that is because the vaccines are so effective at protecting vulnerable people. So you no longer have news reports about overwhelmed hospitals or mounting fatalities from the virus and the like. And you couple that with the fact that we've finally here had nice weather this weekend. It was a holiday weekend in the UK, the same as it was in the US. And so people have that 3-day, weekend with the beautiful, sunny, warm weather, and everyone was really anxious to get out to the beach, to take advantage of the opportunity to travel a little bit, to visit with people in parks. And I think that definitely the vaccination helps with that, because it makes people who have been vaccinated feel more comfortable, doing that sort of thing. And even for those who have not been vaccinated yet, it sort of contributes to the sense that the emergency is lifting, that you can safely do that sort of thing without risking creating a public health emergency again.
I appreciate that, but I'm looking at the videos that come from the weekend. The beach, anywhere there's water, because it was very hot. Not only are there no masks, Joe, there's no evidence that there ever was a pandemic. People are swimming together. You understand, these are striking facts for a country that was a month ago debating whether they'd ever be able to go into a pub again. Has something changed? Is it the weather, Joe? Is that entirely what happened? We had good weather, so people said no pandemic.
I would not underestimate the influence of the weather. And I think also that, there's this fact that because they have been reopening in stages, it started with the schools, and then you had the non-essential retail and the gyms opening and the outdoor dining, and then you had limited indoor dining and museums and other venues. I think there is a sense in which people feel more confident because things have been going slowly, and you have seen from the previous waves of reopening that despite some of the concern about the variants, the reopening has not led to disaster. And I think that fact also increases a lot of the confidence here, diminishes that sense of urgency, makes people willing to go out and experience something of what we used to think of as normal life again.
Right, Joe. But one way to talk about this, if I were in that kind of grumpy CDC move, is what we just had was a super spreader weekend in the United Kingdom, Joe. There was no hesitation. People wandering through crowded beaches in bathing suits and swimming together. That used to be so completely out of bounds that you would have been arrested. Recall those times when two women were arrested on their way to the beach to have tea together because they were violating the spirit of the law? That wasn't that long ago.
Oh, indeed. And, this is, in a sense, a victory for science, though, because remember, there's never been a lot of compelling science that the virus spread outdoors. In fact, there tended to be the sense that you were safe socializing outdoors because the virus spreads more easily inside in confined areas. And so from that perspective, you know, maybe it's good that, that people are kind of internalizing that message that they are safe when they are outside. And we're fortunate now to be hitting a time of year when they can do that.
Joseph Sternberg is a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics for the journal in London, watching the European culture and the European economy. But when we come back, we're going to watch the American economy, because everything we've said about inflation, everything we've said about Europe's recovery, goes especially here. And our Congress and our new administration are active. Are these supportive of the recovery in Joe's measure from London? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.